Now, on page 48, you want to avoid the vowel and tonal combinations that I have in illustration below here, illustration 4. Female voices produce lower resonance in generating tones by using the vowel forms listed, while males produce the second or genitive center harmonic. This is a negative and black magical use of sound, and it should be avoided. So therefore, when you are singing in the ranges shown with the O, ah, and A sounds, you will run into those areas. So an illustration 4 at the bottom shows you the range is not to use the O, A sounds in. Now, it's also possible for men and women to sing together and produce the same harmonic. Illustration number 5 on page 50 shows combinations that can be used so that men and women will be actually singing the same harmonic using different vowels to produce the same harmonic. So men and women can sing each a different word and produce the same harmonic. Illustration number 6 on page 50 gives you 6 lines that show what the vowel combinations of men and women do when they sing together on the same syllable. You can attune the lower triad with the things in the first line of illustration 6, the O, A, A sounds. You can ground the chalice, and you can attune the higher triad with the tones and the vowels shown on the second line. And notice that I'm using the square and the circle, the square and the triangle to show you what's being qualified together. And you can strengthen the heart, courage, other things using other sounds. Creative manifestation we already talked about. Higher psychism and vision and revelation can be empowered by using the sounds in the fifth line of illustration 6. And hierarchical attunement and inspiration can be generated through using the sounds on the sixth line of illustration 6. Now on page 55 I give some examples of words that qualify some of these vowels. For the O, there's of course om, shalom, hope, no, so, below, show, and so on. For the sound, there's love, dove, sun, mother, one, above. For the sound, shanti, hari, ra, god, father, and so on. Up to the E sound, peace, see, receive, fire, divine. Now, words can be classified as ascenders or invocational words that reach up to heaven, and descenders or evocational words. A word like why is an invocational word. A word like joy is invocational. The main and most powerful evocational word, words like know, how, show, bow, now, but the main one is aum, aum, eaum, like the magical word for God, eaum, ended with the m, eaum. There are Hebrew liturgical words that are used, for example, in home temple ceremonies and in Kabbalistic rituals. Amen becomes amen. Adonai becomes Adonai. Eloheinu is Eloheinu. So that the vowels are milked and made more obvious. And when people learn to do this in group formation and in group liturgies, the liturgies become very powerful for them. On page 57 from my notebook, I've reproduced a chant that I use called Om Shalom. This is an evocational chant. You notice that the sections are done 3 times. Om Shalom, Shanti, peace. Om Shalom, Shanti, peace, etc. 3 times. Love, joy, beauty, love, joy, beauty, and so on. At the very end, joy, joy, joy. This is used for the evocation of divine forces from within one's heart and within oneself. Now on page 58, the evocation for manifestation, which can be used for healing and any kind of group co-creative activities where people's forces are being brought together for a creative project. This is done on the F sharp, which I call the tone of the Christ. The F sharp is the initiatic tone and the tone that theurgical work is done on in the Temple of the Holy Grail. In thee, Creator God, Creator, we, Creator God. In thee, Creator God, Creator, we, Creator God. In thee, Creator God, Creator, we, Creator God. Now, Creator, thou, Creator, we, Creator, now. Now, Creator, thou, Creator, we, Creator, now. Now, Creator, thou, Creator, we, Creator, now. Now. This is the way in the temple that particular form is done in.